Boston Symphony Hall is famous for its pristine sound. Built more than 100 years ago, it's still the gold standard for acoustic design in this country and around the world. The landmark building has been updated over the years, but the original stage floor has never been replaced until now. Andrea Shea has the story of this historic and somewhat traumatic renovation.
Even the hammers sound warm and clear in Symphony Hall. As construction wraps up beneath a tent of tarps, the new stage resembles a patient in the middle of surgery. Floor installer Manny Santos wields his instrument with confidence as he drives the final maple boards into place.
We're nailing this floor the traditional way. We're nailing it in all by hand, no pneumatic tools.
Which is how it was done 106 years ago when the original stage floor was built. Mark Volpe is the managing director for the Boston Symphony Orchestra.
We used the same wood, the same thickness, the same techniques, the same nails from the same company, the same felt. And so what we tried to do, recognizing you can't improve on it, so you do the best you can to replicate it.
You can't improve on it because it's perfect, according to Volpe. Every element in the hall, from the plasterwork to the balconies and the seats, contributes to the sound. That's why he and a brain trust of board members, musicians, acousticians, wood experts, and even forensic scientists were reluctant and maybe even fearful to try anything new when reconstructing the famous stage, especially after Carnegie Hall's notorious renovations in the mid-1980s. That changed its acoustics dramatically and ultimately had to be fixed.
There is always the risk of blowing up the entire equation, and getting over that hurdle was a challenge because I came here 9-10 years ago and I just looked at the floor and said, ooh, you know, is that an accident waiting to happen? So we took our time to get there, but got there.
Volpe says it was only a matter of time before a heavy grand piano would have crashed through the pockmarked, well-worn floor. The few other stages in the world of Symphony Hall's vintage and stature have been replaced several times over. But the fact that the stage in Boston has never been replaced adds to its mystique, according to Richard Dyer. Dyer reviewed classical music for the Boston Globe for 33 years.
It's like Greenwich Mean Time. It's one of the great standards of musical performance, and you don't want to do anything that's going to mess with that. Orchestras develop their personalities in part through the interaction with the hall they're playing in.
Principal violist Steve Ansell, after a few rehearsals on the finished stage floor, says he's pleased now, but approached the change with apprehension.
It still sounds great in Symphony Hall, but it's like putting a new bass bar into a violin or a string instrument, a viola or a cello. It's going to take a little time for it to get worked in and get really mellow. So even though the sound of Symphony Hall is really great, it will only improve.
Maestro James Levine agrees.
Because it's like when a person who plays an old wooden string instrument has to have some crucial part of it changed just because of age, and that takes some getting used to psychologically as well.
And visually. It's not only the sound, but the look that will strike audiences here tomorrow night at the Boston Symphony Orchestra's season opening. Gone is the honey-colored wood with more than a century's buildup of varnish. In its place, an ash-blonde, smooth, and safe new stage. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Shea.